Good afternoon. Minister for Public Enterprises Praveen Gordhan says Eskom has made progress in stabilizing its finances. He says an early unaudited results show the company has made improvements of over 85% in its earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation and amortization compared to the 2021 financial year. He says the entity has also achieved savings of 50 billion rand through their savings program that started in the 2019 and 2020 financial year.
A further reduction in debt to 396 billion rands has also been achieved. The restructuring process in Eskom and the separation of transmission is moving apace, and the transmission company has already been set up.
Gordhan also says acts of sabotage continue to contribute to Eskom's struggles in providing power. He says in one of the most recent incidents, someone cut an important cable at Hedrina power station that would have allowed it to be connected to the rest of the grid.
The acts of the greedy, the corrupt, the bully, the counter-revolutionary set back our progress as a democracy and stop us from becoming a caring nation. While they sit back to enjoy their spoils, the damage they cause is borne by our communities, by workers, by small businesses, by the unemployed and the youth.
Eskom says Stage 2 rolling blackouts will continue throughout the weekend after it failed to revive some of its generating units. The power utility plunged the country into darkness yet again this week. Eskom spokesperson Sikonathi Manjanja.
Due to the continued shortage of generation capacity, Stage 2 load shedding will be implemented from 5 until 10 p.m. tonight. Load shedding will be repeated at the same time on Saturday and on Sunday evenings. The